Tech Rag Tier Outs Podcast Edition 19 for February 15th, 2005.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
My name is Connor. Are you listening to Tech Rag Tier Outs?
Thank you for tuning in to Tech Rad Tearouts. My name is Steve Holden, and I'm broadcasting from El Cajon, California, just east of America's finest city, San Diego, in Southern California. A goal of this program is to share information technology items that I find interesting from print magazines. I anticipate the target audience for this show is seasoned information technologists, and I think at times a power user, somebody who's sort of an uber geek, might find some tidbits in here also interesting. This is Steve Holden, and it is February 15th, 2005. This is the 19th edition of Tech Rad Tarots. I appreciate you tuning in and listening. I am overwhelmed at times by some of the nice comments I'm getting. I would like to thank Billy Watson, www.billywatson.com, for letting me play some of his harmonica jazz blues music at the beginning there. You should go out to his site and check it out. It's got some really good sounds, and the CDs are pretty inexpensive also. Today's beer for today is Slayer Double IPA from Reaper Ale, www.reaperale.com, and that was one of my Valentine's Day presents. And I am working on a new site. If you follow my weblog, you have noticed a post called Moving Tech Rad Tearouts to TechNewsRadio.com. And that's all one word. And I will be having Tech Rad Tearouts there. And I also have a daily tech show called Tech Tidbits Daily. And that comes out every day, and it's just a short blurb. It's something that I've found interesting in the mail or in the news. Today's Tech Rad Tearouts has content from Information Week, Chief Security Officer, PC Magazine, Wired, Computer Reseller News, Knowledge Management World, two conferences and three ads. So it's pretty full of stuff, so let's just get started here right away. First off is from Information Week, and there's a new company startup called Opportunity, and they have a product called CTO, which is aimed at making it easier for IT operations to run procedures and scripts to reduce hands-on time for equipment. Underlying technology here, they call it the SKI Matrix. I guess it's some automation software packages. And the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission has actually installed this software and is using it with relatively good report, according to this little article here. One of the key things was takes like a flowchart type diagram and turns it into automated processes. And the biggest thing that it's been saving them from is operator error. So something to check out. The article was by Paul Travis, and that was published the 31st of January. Another interesting article, not completely so from a technology standpoint, but OnStar, they had an article in Chief Security Officer, and they talked about what OnStar offers every month as a service, and the four main ones were airbag deployment reports, stolen vehicle notifications, remote diagnostic requests. They had 20,000 of those in one month. And the biggest thing that they do is actually unlock doors. So you sort of see the OnStar as being something that can help you find your directions and stuff, but really what most of it's being used is car maintenance sort of issues. So it's sort of an interesting change of pace. The next article is from PC Magazine, January 2005. It was a long article here, at least from PC Magazine standpoint, looking at wikis and Wikipedia. They mention that, and they talk about JotSpot, which is the hosted wiki service. And they They look at a company called Dickinson Allen, an IT consulting firm out of Troy, Michigan, and how they've been using it to keep collaboration going between their 7 field offices. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Basic cost, JotSpot, I guess, is $9 for 1 administrator and 1 user, and then you go up in costs by depending on what the scale is. So if you're looking for trying some wiki stuff and you don't actually want to be able to host it on your own equipment, maybe JotSpot is the place for you to go. Wired Magazine always does these things. They've been doing it since they started, I think. Wired, Tired, and Expired. So in January, podcasting was Wired, Tired was Narrowcasting, so this podcast is both Wired and Tired, and Expired is Broadcasting, so that's sort of just an interesting little thing. So podcasting is Wired, Narrowcasting is Tired, Broadcasting is Expired. For February, Wired is blogging your own book, Tired is dictating your book, and Expired is writing your own book. And I know there's some people out there writing books. I know Robert Scoble's writing his book via weblog. I know there's some podcasting books in the work. Maybe that's one way to do that sort of thing. And on the technology front, Wired usually every once in a while has some pretty good reviews of equipment, and they look at 3 or 4 products against one another. In this case, they looked at 23-inch screens, and I think a podcast earlier, probably from Maximum PC, some of the same ones showed up here. The HP F2304 LCD was their number one. They got 5 out of 5 stars. They really seemed to like that one. I think Wired also looked at the Sony SDM P234, and that got a 4 out of 5 stars. Apple's Cinema Display got a 3.5 out of 5, and Philips Brilliance 230W5 got a 3 stars out of 5. All these are about the same price, around $2,000. So kind of interesting that PC Magazine and Maximum PC and Wired both thought the HP was the better of the 23-inch realm. So can take that for what it's worth. I have not seen one or used any of these monitors. I am in the process of doing an evaluation on the Apple Cinema Display, but now that I saw this sort of a low score, maybe I'll revisit that. Moving right along, Zen Open Source Takes on VMware is the title of this article on Computer Reseller News. This is early December. And this is a project I hadn't actually heard about. It's an open source project. Red Hat, Novell, and HP are behind it. At one point, they actually got some support out of Microsoft Research, but not anymore. And Intel. It's out of the University of Cambridge, and basically it's doing VMware sort of things just for Linux. And so that's the focus. So if VMware and Virtual PC from Microsoft, VMware is from EMC. So this is sort of a competitor against that in the open source market, but this is only for Linux, so you can only run this product on Linux. So if you're a Linux user and you're looking for a virtualization tool, maybe this is the one for you. Knowledge Management World, January 05, had an article about Traction Software, and they have a new product, a new weblog tool called TeamPage and Communicator 3.5 for the enterprise. And one of the things I thought was interesting here is that it supports WebDAV, so Windows web folders are enabled, so a Windows user can actually drag and drop files directly to their blog using the Explorer window, and they can also do that from Exchange, I believe. Support for Firefox, Mozilla, Safari, and Internet Explorer is in there on the client side, and it uses Atom for subscription services if you don't want to use RSS. And they also have some password protecting and encrypting capabilities built into the product. And users can create subsections of their own blog. So I think that sounds kind of interesting to me. Usually those sorts of features are a system admin sort of thing. But if you had a project and you were a project manager and you wanted to create a new subsection, I guess you could just do that on your own. So that's something to take a look at. I have not looked at this product in great depth. I went to their website and did a little bit of research. Probably something I will file away for the time I need to deploy a web server, web blog. I have no more news articles, but I have some conferences that look sort of interesting, something to check out here. The first one's called Brain Trust International 2005, and this is going to be in San Francisco February 28th through March 2nd. And it looks like it's the who's who of knowledge management tools and speakers. So if you're looking at methods of how to integrate the knowledge management world and IT together, probably a good conference to go to. I've never been to one of these before. The one that I am actually thinking of going to is the next one. Network World and Interop is in Las Vegas, May 1st to the 6th. And just looking at the lineup of the themes, network infrastructure and services, wireless, security, performance, voice over IP, collaboration, data management, and compliance, those are all things I do on a regular basis. So with the death of Comdex and I did not make it to CES, I am thinking that this is something that I might want to do to get out and see some leading vendors and have some time to think about some of the newer things that are coming out and how that might apply to my work. So, and that's www.interop.com, interop.com. So maybe I will be able to do a podcast from there or maybe do some interviews with some vendors. That might be interesting. Next up is three ads, and I don't usually do too many ads, but I thought these sort of caught my eye for whatever reason. And one of the things that I always want to be able to do is when I'm on the road, have the same capability I have when I'm at my desk at work. And so Pentax has a new DS Mobile USB portable scanner. It's 12 ounces. It's about 11 inches wide. The thing I'm worried about here is that the brick for the power may weigh more than the actual scanner. But it is USB, so maybe it could run off powered USB ports. So anyways, something to take a look at. www.pentech.com, and I'll have the links to all these up in the website for sure. So something to look at there on the mobile side. I'm a big HP fan, and I have, you know, usually when I see something from HP, I usually file it right away because I might come back and use it again. But this is some research I did recently, and just sort of an amazing number of 96 servers in Iraq. And for whatever reason, that just sounds really cool to me. HP, the BL30P blade servers, and these can have two Intel processors in them. You can get 96 of them into Iraq. Now, I'm not sure if you'd actually really want it to do that or not without some other pieces of gear inside there. I guess if you did your storage network in another rack and your networking in another rack, maybe you might just stick them all in the same one. But that just sounds really cool. That would be really cool to see. You could do a lot with 96 servers in a rack. So if you're interested in blade servers, I will have a link up there on the website to HP. And one of the things that has always bugged me when we were doing some sort of fielding is terminating and making sure the network cabling was all correct. And one of the things that caught my eye here was Hellerman Titan. It's a Spirent company, S-P-I-R-E-N-T company. And they make something called RapidNet. And I'm just quoting from their little ad here. A revolutionary pre-terminated network cabling system that cuts install times by 75%. Wouldn't we all love that? It's a plug-and-play system. It's patented cassette supply right into a patch panel. And it's ideal for what they consider mission-critical data centers, temporary networks, and disaster recovery planning. So something to take a look at. Sounds pretty good if it could cut down some network cabling issues. So that sums up today's show. All my show content's taken care of. We're going to end the show, of course, with some techno music from DJ Amber, and she's at imthedj.com. You can always leave comments, 206-337-1533. Right now, most of my comments come from my wife calling for help desk ticket items, so I'd enjoy some feedback from some listeners if that's possible. And you can also send mail to Sholden@pobox.com, and please leave comments about this podcast at www.technewsradio.com. And if you've gone over to Podcast Alley, I'd appreciate your vote. What actually I want more than votes is comments. I think the comments speak louder than the votes, and since it's a public forum, I think it goes a little bit farther in the grand scheme of things. So thanks for downloading this podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike version 2.0. You are free to copy, distribute, display, and perform this work, and you are free to make derivative works, and to make commercial use of the work, but you must do so under the following conditions. Number 1, you must give the original author credit, and number 2, if you alter, transform, or build upon this work, you may distribute the resulting work only under a license identical to this one. In addition, for any reuse or distribution, you must make clear to others the license terms of this work, and any of these conditions can be waived if you get permission from the copyright holder, which is Steve Holden.